2014 Verizon Vikings training camp is almost over. Another one in the books for you, Chad Greenway. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been a good camp. I mean, like they all are. I mean, I think it's, you know, we've had a lot of strides to make this camp, probably more so than others, just with all the new implementation of the schemes offensively and defensively. It's probably been harder mentally than it has been even physically. You know, it's been some mental gymnastics out there trying to get things right. And, you know, we have a long ways to go. And, you know, when we, you know, people think we break camp, we're going to, you know, in-season mode. It's just not the case. You know, we'll go back to Winter Park for another couple of weeks. Continue to refine our game plan and what we need to do and just learning our scheme and then, you know, go from there and start game planning for St. Louis in a couple weeks.
Looking forward to St. Louis, do you feel comfortable that you guys as a group defensively will be ready to go from a scheme standpoint by that time?
Yeah, you know, I think we've identified, you know, after going through a game week with Coach Zimmer and his staff that, you know, they're going to have us prepared for that. You know, it's, you know, things change so much week to week with who you play and what they can do well and the kind of type of personnel they have. So you really rely week to week on game planning. You know, you may have a full scheme for the Arizona Cardinals that's going to look completely different for the Kansas City Chiefs. And so, you know, week to week, things will change. You know, things within a defense that you've known since day one will change. You know, it's just depends on what that team is doing. So, you know, excited to get to that point. But obviously we have some weeks to go, and then we need to string, you know, we need to string a couple of good games here in a row, especially with the starters starting to get more reps in these second and third preseason game. We need to string some good reps together and show that we can do it when it counts.
Being out here on the field learning a new defense like this, is it something that as a veteran you've actually appreciated that exercise and that challenge?
Yeah, you know, I think it's nice to kind of have something to reinvigorate what you're what you're doing from a football sense as far as learning and new things. You know, it's been hard, but it's also been fun to get up in the morning and know that you're going to get challenged every day. You know, I was really in the same scheme for 8 years. You know, a few words would change here or there, but. Yeah. For the most part, I was in the same, you know, the same blitz schemes, the same coverages, and it's not that that wasn't good and a great time, but it's nice at this point in my career to learn something new and to challenge myself again and know that there's so many things I need to get better at personally, on top of what I need to learn. So, you know, long ways to go, but, you know, we have some time yet.
Give the fans some inside info. You're doing your best every day to suppress the offense, but who offensively is looking good for the Vikings through this part of training camp?
I think Greg's looked really good, Greg Jennings. Matt Asiata's gotten so many carries. I thought he's looked so good, you know, with Adrian, you know, not getting as much work in the preseason. So I think Matt's really, you know, a really good player and probably doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. Obviously sitting behind AP, but, you know, he's had a great camp. You know, the guys on the outside, Cordero, Jerome, they've had good camps. And, you know, I think the biggest thing with Norv's offense is how he utilizes the tight end, you know, and I think Rudy's going to be primed for a big season.
All right, man. Stay healthy and good luck this weekend against Arizona.
All right. Thanks a lot.